believe the word of the Lord is saying, I am, and I am here, and I receive praise. We don't give enough praise and thanks Amen. In our everyday life.
Yeah.
And we need to do more and more. That needs to be our focus, praise and thanksgiving.
Yes.
But he is here. And all three are happy to be here working in our lives.
Amen. There's still prayer going on, so I'm not rushing, but we're about to do something here, so I'm also waiting. So if you would, this moment is so special about what God is saying that we're about to do, so would you just continue interceding? Would you just continue asking Holy Spirit to come, have his way? We're not about programs. Yes, we have things to do, but those things pale in comparison to what he wants to do. So would you just persist in prayer for a moment? The word of God says, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit on all people. This is the part that's been echoing and resonating with me in this moment. He says, your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone, say everyone.
Everyone.
Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Had that echoing in my mind and my heart because there's a lot of sons and daughters in this room. If you're a son or a daughter, would you raise your hand? Come on. If you're a son or a daughter, would you raise your hand? All hands should be going up. And I specifically felt called to you littles for sure. Gideon and Gloriana and Tegan. I don't know where Juliana is. And Jordan and Isaiah. Did you know that the same Holy Spirit that fills your mom and dad, your friends, your loved ones in this room, is the same Holy Spirit that wants to fill each of you? You're a son and a daughter, and you can have it today. I missed a couple. I've got Henry. I've got Jonah in the back. Boys, more Holy Spirit available today, okay? So here's what I feel led to do. I understand if this is not an everyone thing. I really hope that it's an everyone thing. But I felt led that as we were praying and as Holy Spirit was moving, that he says, if you want it, I'm going to have a couple people help me. But I want to be able to pour some water on your hands. I'm not going to drench you. Listen, I don't have enough time and all of the water in the world, right? I'm not going to drench you, but I'd like to pour water on your hands, symbolic of you receiving something from the Lord. Can we do that today? Christy, would you come join me? And then Alan and Susan, you guys are right up front, so you're easy to pick on. Would you man this little station? And anybody that's on this side, we're going to cut it down the middle where Tegan is. Anybody on this side, come down this way. Anybody on that side, come down this way. And we're going to do a couple rows at a time just to keep things moving. But I want to take time with it, but I also, you know that he wants to do other things. So if you would like to receive this gift from the Lord, would you come down?
Father, as we have symbolically poured out of this water on Chris and Christy, we thank you for pouring out your spirit in a new way all over their life, their family. Father, the work that you began, Father, I thank you. Even now, it's like they're walking through a forest and they're beginning to see the opening of a glade, Father. Their vision is clearing. It's still overwhelming, but it's more clearly seen. Father, I thank you that what you've begun, you're not done. You said you would complete that which you started. I thank you that Abide Church, as we see it today, is just the beginning of the seed you've planted here. Father, that we may not even be able to see the end of it because it's a mighty forest. Father, you're doing great and wonderful things. I thank you for the hearts of our pastor, for Chris and Christy, for the love they have for all of our members, from the youngest to the oldest, to the babies yet not seen. Father, I thank you that you've given them a heart for your people. And they serve them. And they treat them with all the tenderness and kindness that Jesus showed, the compassion that he poured out on people throughout the world. We just thank you for opening their hearts, expanding what you're doing in their lives and in their family, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Isn't he good? Guys, all I can say is, whoa. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, just wow. Oh, my goodness. Thank you. This was not what we had planned for, just so you know. Thank you for everyone who helped. Thank you for everything. And we're not going to do this. I know the kids are going to be a little bit upset, but we're going to stay in here together just for a minute. Yeah. I don't have a lot because, listen, I can't do better than what just happened. Okay? There's no way. So I hope you weren't expecting that I was, because I just said, God, what do you want to do? And he said, I want to do this. He said, are you okay with that? I said, well, absolutely. I'm more than okay with that. Do what you want to do. Right? I hope you know that that's my heart. And I get it. I know in church here, there's an expectation that something happens, that the word goes forth and this and that. But I hope you can receive and see today that something did happen.
that the Word did go forth, that we experienced the Word in the flesh, Jesus Christ, move in our midst today. We got the Word. Amen? I'm going to move the sermon to next week, and I know we have a couple of things that I do want to pay attention to. I believe that something that's important about what we experienced today, I believe that it's important to mark that moment. We've talked about that in the last few months, to mark this moment with communion. So we're not bursting down the doors yet. I want us to be able to celebrate in just a minute, but I want us to really just think about what happened, what God was doing in the washing of our hands, what is happening in our hearts. Some of you, I hope you receive it this way, but it wasn't me just praying for you. I hope you know that it was Holy Spirit speaking over you and speaking things into action. I kind of regret that I didn't have a microphone so that you could record that, but I want to pray supernatural memory on you right now, that whatever was spoken over your life, that those things would echo and reverberate in your heart and your mind, that when you have a moment, whether you've got an audio recorder or a journal, write it down and say, God, you said. And he said, I know. I was wanting to make sure that you remembered. And as you pray those things into existence and you partner with him, you're going to see that fruit. Do you believe that today? I think I know what I want to share today. I didn't think that I would, but I want to share a quick little nugget. This is I'm reading some good books. If you want to hit me up, I'll let you know which book it's from. But I'm reading some good stuff about Holy Spirit in preparation. We are in a new series. We're going to have a few weeks. I've got, I guess, this sermon and another couple about Holy Spirit that we're just going to kind of dive into. And so we have a lot going on. We'll have some announcements that we'll go ahead, Amber. We'll just post on Facebook just to let you guys know what's going on there, because I want to pay honor to that, because Amber's doing a great job. Thank you. But let me share this word for you, and we're going to cap it off with this. I'm going to ask Pastor Glenn to come and lead us in communion time to seal our moment. But I want you to ponder on this, and I'll post this online in my sermon notes so that you have it. It's from Dutch Sheets, and it's massively powerful. My mind has been drawn, I can't tell you how long my mind has been in new wine and wineskins and just the vessels and carrying what God wants us to carry and how it's so new and so fresh what he wants to do. But we could miss it. And he does a lot better of explaining this than I do. So I'm going to explain it the way that Dutch received it from Holy Spirit. So listen to what he says. He said, a few years ago, the Holy Spirit surprised me with this statement. I have many new wineskins in old robes. I have many new wineskins in old robes. Though this was a new concept to me, he brought me instant understanding. In Matthew 9:17, Jesus said that the new wine that he wants must be put into new wineskins. A new wineskin is soft and pliable, which is required in order to flex with the expansion caused by the fermentation process. The wineskin, listen, man, this is mind-blowing. You may never have heard this before. I certainly didn't. But listen, he said, the wineskin doesn't have to be new in the literal sense, but it is renewed between uses. I don't know who you are in here this morning. It's like, I'm an old wineskin. I guess the Lord's done with me. Come on, take me home. I hope you're not there. You may have in the back of your mind, but hear this today, between uses. There's a renewing. There's a filling, and there's a pouring. And you're going to experience all of that process all throughout your life. Lord, fill me. And then, Lord, pour me. And then, Lord, renew me. Fill me again, and pour me out again, over and over. I hope that's not too boring for you. Listen to what he says. He said, this is necessary. Man, this is so powerful. Get this. Don't miss it. Because when sitting empty, the wineskin dries and becomes inflexible. Man, this part punched me in the gut. Often taking on unusual forms. You get misshapen. You get out of whack. Who's been there? I felt out of whack a time or two in my life, right? God, I was misshapen. My eyes weren't on you. I was sitting in the background thinking, well, I've done all that he's had me to do. What's next? That's short-sighted. Our hearts and our minds should say, Lord, we just want more of you. Whatever that looks like, you're going to fill me again. Amen? Listen, the phrase old wineskin wasn't indicating its age, but rather that it had not yet been renewed. Therefore, it remained in a state of inflexibility. But there's joy. There's hope. Listen to this. This was remedied by soaking it in water and rubbing it with oil. It just connected for me just now. Whoa! Soaking us with water and rubbing us with the oil of your Holy Spirit. Can you take a minute? Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. When applied to people, you and me, just as Jesus was doing, a new wineskin is a flexible, humble, say that again, humble, and teachable believer. This enables them to receive the expanding result of fresh revelation and new wine, a fresh outpouring of Holy Spirit. Likewise, an old wineskin is a believer that is no longer flexible, but has permanently hardened in yesterday's knowledge, forms, and traditions. He didn't say they were bad. But you stayed there. Don't stay there. Continue moving. Jesus said that this person would not be able to endure the expansion caused by new wine. I want the expansion. I want the growth. The pain. Come on, somebody. The pain? Amen? Expansion kind of hurts sometimes. God, stretch me. Are you sure? Yeah, I'm sure. I wanted it like I've never wanted anything in my life. Stretch me. I need it. Then he explained. They are individuals who at the heart level are flexible and thirsty. These are those new wineskins and old robes. They are individuals who at the heart level are flexible and thirsty. Listen, they are actually not resistant to change, but are trapped in old garments, ways, methods, structures, mindsets, and systems. The past has them in a straitjacket. Their problem isn't inflexibility, stubbornness, religion, unimportant traditions, or pride. See, it's not always a bad thing. Listen. Their problem is being dressed in and therefore controlled by the old system. When someone gives them the appropriate water of the Word and the oil of the Holy Spirit, they'll gladly remove the old and put on the new. And this is what he said to Dutch. I'm going to say this to you from Holy Spirit. Now, son, daughter, would you help them? Would you help them? And you're not doing it in a way of saying, hey, guys, I got something better for you. Let's put this on, you know. It's not that. It's loving them well, and that process is natural. Well, gosh, I want to put on what they've got. I want a little bit of that, right? And then that stretching begins to take place. That transformation begins to take place. And you start saying, well, that was an old system. And it was for that time. And it had a joy and it had a purpose to it. But we're not there anymore. And if we're people that continue to move on, we're going from place to place. And therefore, sometimes we need system by system. Does that make sense? Are you with me? I want to read one scripture for us that was on our hearts or was on my mind about the heart. You see, Jesus, his intent focus on doing everything that he did was because he wanted our heart. I've got scripture for you. You can see it in my notes. Tons of scriptures that talk about heart. Heart, 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 all over. Hebrews 2, and I don't have it on the screen, Eli. It's okay. Hebrews 2, verse 1 says about salvation, about his promises. We must pay the most careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard so that we do not drift away. He continues in verse 3. This salvation, which was first announced by the Lord, was confirmed to us by those who heard him. God also testified to it by signs, wonders, and various miracles, and by gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to his will. Then we jump down into something that's interesting, and I think it's a call for us right now, and it's no more fitting. I couldn't think of a better time. Hebrews 3, 7 through 14. So he says, as the Holy Spirit says, today, someone say today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion. He's speaking about the Exodus moment, but it's us too. Like, we rebel, right? We needed salvation. Do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion. During the time of testing in the wilderness, we each have a wilderness season, so you can see all the similarities to our lives, where your ancestors tested and tried me, though for 40 years they saw what I did. That is why I was angry with that generation. And I said, their hearts are always going astray, and they have not known my ways. So I declared on oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. Whoa. But thanks be to God, right? Thanks be to Jesus that he gave. Why? Because Father loved us. And he gave a free gift. And he gave his life so that our hearts could be ding, 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 chipped out of the stone, made soft and pliable again, filled with the new wine of his presence, new wine of Holy Spirit, drawn close to him again. Amen? And I love how he caps it off in verse 12 through 14. He said, so see to it, brothers and sisters, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God, but, everyone say but, encourage each other. Encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today. Is today called today?
Yes.
You got it. Encourage each other daily, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. We have come to share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original conviction firmly to the end. Jesus tells us in his wonderful Sermon on the Mount, he tells us that we are blessed if we hunger and thirst after his righteousness. Are you hungry today? Are you thirsty today? I appreciated a quote from Smith Wigglesworth as I was studying for this. He said, I'm bigger on the inside than I am on the outside. Are you feeding your spirit man or woman? I'll be nice. But are you feeding him? Are you pouring into his word and say, God, show me something I've never seen before, and believing that he'll do it, believing that it's alive, that it has power? Gosh, I read it. all the time. And I'm like, whoa, I never saw that before. And he's like, you read it the other day. I was like, I know, but gosh, you know, that's so good, right? Do you believe that he can do that?
Yes.
Do you believe that he wants to?
Yes.
He does. Pastor Glenn, if you would you lead us in a time of communion? Eli, would you come help me, please? I just want to mark this moment, mark what Holy Spirit has done today, and just ask that he continue doing it. I'm stubborn. I'm ornery. I don't know about all you, but I am. Lord, keep me. You keep me better than I'm going to keep me, right? Keep us, Lord.
Wow. After all that's happened this morning, it's hard to follow. I'm an old widened skin, but let me tell you, the inner person that's inside of here has just received a fresh new anointing of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I had some words to speak this morning, but and by the way, if the elders would, yes, go ahead and pass out the elements. I'm only going to take just a few minutes. This has been so rich this morning. There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place. And I know that it's the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. I spent all week talking with the Heavenly Father. The connection between communion and Pentecost, which we are celebrating today. And I'm going to condense the condense. when we got through talking, I had two or more pages. And I mean, God, and this is condensed, and I'm just going to condense it more. But I asked him the difference, what is it between the Passover and the Pentecost? And how could I explain it? Explain it this way, Glenn, he said. It's like building a bridge. I'm building a bridge. He took me to Exodus 12, 23, and he said, I want you to remember what I did for the children of Israel when I took them out of Egypt. I built a bridge. How I built that bridge is that I had them to go to their homes. I had them to kill the lamb and take the blood and put it over the lintel and down the post and let it drip. That when I passed by, when the death cloud passed by, I would not let it enter that house. I built a bridge for my people to come out of Egypt. I did it again when they got to the Red Sea and there was the enemy behind them. And I told Moses, stretch forth your hand, and I separated the waters. I built a bridge for them to go in safety. And then he brought me to the moment that Jesus told the disciples to go into the town and find a room so that we can have supper together. They wanted to know how they're going to do it. He said, I've already built the bridge. I've already built the bridge. There's a man there carrying water. Talk to him. The room is already prepared. I built a bridge. And as they took communion, Jesus stood and he took the bread and he broke it and he passed it to the disciples, said, pass it around. This is my body. I'm building a bridge. This is my body that I'm going to suffer for you. And then he took the wine and he blessed it and he gave it to the disciples, said, pass this around. I'm building a bridge with my blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when he was captured, when he was arrested and taken before Pilate, and he suffered and was whooped and he was beaten, he was still building a bridge. And when he went to the cross, the blood shed on the cross, he was building a bridge between heaven and earth. Because when he come down off of that cross, the curtain was ripped from the top to the bottom. And when it did, it opened the Holy of Holies. And what happened? There was a bridge between heaven and earth. And we were welcome into the throne room of love of God Almighty. And I just didn't want it this table. Hallelujah. He built a bridge for us to get into the throne room. And when he went to the tomb, he didn't stay in the tomb. He came out. He went to the depths of the earth. And guess what he did? He took the keys from Satan. He built a bridge. He doesn't even have the keys to his own home. Don't let him have the keys to yours. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then there came Pentecost. He came back and he walked 40 days with the disciples, talking with them, instructing them. What was he doing? He was building a bridge. And before he left to ascend into heaven to be with the Heavenly Father, he said, I don't want you to leave Jerusalem. You stay here because something is going to happen. And I'm going to complete the bridge because I'm going to pray to the Father and I'm going to ask him, Heavenly Father, send back to them a helper. And that helper is the power of the Holy Ghost, the holy power from God Almighty. On that beautiful day, they were all assembled in the room. Yeah. All 120. And they were praying, waiting. And all of a sudden, I love that word, suddenly. Yeah. Suddenly, a sound as a rushing wind came past. And they were anointed with the power of the Holy Spirit, just as Jesus promised him. He built a bridge that we today that are filled with the power of the Holy Spirit can reach heaven, he built a bridge. He broke the curse. He gave us a new covenant. And today, in this room right now, we can get that fresh anointing. We can receive it afresh, of the power and revelation through the ever-present living Spirit of God right now as we take communion. All in one accord, all in the family room. All you need to do is to believe and receive. Take your bread, if you would, please. Thank you, Pastor. Hold it up unto the Heavenly Father. Hold it high. Father God, thank you for your body that was broken and bruised and ridiculed, and you never spoke a word. You took it for us. Father God, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. Take and eat. And he took the wine and he lifted it up to the Heavenly Father. And he told the disciples, this is the symbol of my blood, which I am going to shed for you. I'm building a bridge. Take and drink and be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. This morning, right now, right where you're sitting, I want you to raise your hand to heaven. Everybody, raise your hand. Everybody, young people, right here, raise your hand to heaven. Now, I want you to repeat after me. Father God, I believe I receive the power of the Holy Spirit. Re-energize my inward spirit. I believe and I receive. In Jesus' name, thou give him praise. Hallelujah. Glory.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Pastor Glenn. All right, church, we are dismissed. I want to pray one final prayer over you. Please watch Facebook for some important updates. I am needing help in a few areas, so please check that. Here's my ask on the help one. Don't wait for me. Come tell me, text me, come to the office, tell me what you want to do and when. That's what I need. So if you're like, hey, I can do it, tell me what you want to do and when. Can we go with that? Is that cool? What I want to do and when, because I need a few things. I need lots of help in a few areas. The other thing I don't want you to forget, I didn't forget, but this all was way more important. At the back of the room, Dad has some baskets. If you have your tithe or offering prepared, missions, gift, building, whatever gift you have prepared, you can leave it there on your way out. Take all the time that you need. There's envelopes in the fronts of your seats, and you can fill that out and give. You can also give online. They both get to us, so whatever is easiest, please do that. I want to pray a blessing over you, most importantly, that we remember the words the Lord has spoken and that we declare those over ourselves each and every day to believe that we are filled with his Spirit and he can use us and that we would be willing. So Lord, would you do just that right now? And everybody, each and every person in this room, all those online that are hearing our voice, Lord, that we would remember your word, that we would declare it over our lives. that we would encourage each and every person, as it is called today, be encouraged in the Lord. Be encouraged in his salvation that he brought us. Be encouraged in the bridge that he built. Holy Spirit came down. Holy Spirit is in each and every one of us. And you delight in giving us more of you. Thank you, Lord. Would you do it now? Would you remind us of it? Renew our hearts and lives as we obey your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Be blessed, church. Love you guys.